And welcome back to Hoop Tech as we are at the Hoop Tech Coaches Preview Show, and it's presented by First Source Title Energy. Thanks to Dan McNamara and everybody here at Hoop Tech for having us here tonight. We'll be back next Monday for the boys basketball preview, and it's time for another first-year head coach in Lorain County. Six first-year head coaches, and Doug Mihalik joins us. First year as the head coach for the girls, but Doug, you were telling me you were an assistant to Kurt Habermill several years from the boys' side. I would imagine that helps the transition that you're staying at the same school.
Definitely. Kurt has helped out a tremendous. I love that dude. Me and him are good friends. We got on vacation together. Had to yell at him a little bit today because he was on the court a little too long, so I had to go have some words. But no, we're really good friends.
So you went on vacation with him. That meant you bought.
A little bit. Nice little trip to Vegas.
Nice. So tell us about, you know, being in your first year. I'm sure it's a whirlwind, everything going on. You probably wish it was three more months to get ready, but what's it been like getting ready for the season?
I do. We graduated a lot, so I got a lot of young girls, and our volleyball team was tremendous this year. So congrats to Kara Kaufman, another regional appearance. So we just got one of our girls back today, and another one had National Honor Society, so we would have our whole team back. But hopefully tomorrow we'll finally have a whole roster. So, yeah, I could definitely use some more time, but we'll figure it out.
What's been the focus so far with getting your own philosophies implemented with this team and with this program? And like you said, despite missing a couple of girls thus far, how's it been, again, just trying to get everything implemented for your girls?
Well, we have not many varsity minutes on this team, so it's trying to figure out a point guard situation of getting her comfortable. Our conference is good, and they all press. They know if you can't handle the ball, you're going to get beat up a little bit. So my first month of this practice has just been going over double teams and back dribbling and try to find that open person. If we can get comfortable with that, we might be able to handle some teams this year.
Well, you come off of a roster that a lot of that stuff was kind of figured out, just in terms of who can bring the ball up and things. And I know you said you've still been working through that. Have there been a couple of girls who have kind of, you know, leapt off the page in your eyes and really stood out amongst the others in terms of getting things quicker?
Abby Rhodes, she's going to be a big-time player for us. She could average a double-double. She just plays so hard. And then Claire Bartlemay, who's just came back today from volleyball, she'll be doing a lot. She's a very good player. She's only a sophomore. And then we have a senior with Caitlin Colahan, who is very fundamental. She's probably the best basketball mind we have. So we were working with her a lot, too.
Now, you say the name Bartlemay. I'm trying to go through the years. Yeah, I remember some Bartlemays that were pretty good basketball players at Vermillion, right? Is that the same family?
Yes, same family. Hannah's now second all-time because we had Mariana Plass last year break the school record. So Hannah, but she's now number two on the school.
So you got that in the genes is what I'm saying, obviously.
Yes.
So you come over from the boys' side and with Coach Habermill. I'm sure that's an influence on what you want to do. How do you take from what you learned coaching with Kurt on the boys' side and transition it to coaching with the girls? Is it different? Is it the same?
I always say I just coach basketball players. Yes, they're girls, but I coach basketball players, and they respect that, I think, even more, because if I tried to baby them, I don't think they would play as hard. And with Kurt, his kids played so hard for him, and they all just loved him. We would go to his house, like, these players looked up to him. You could tell the respect they had. If I can take some of that and make sure these girls respect me the same way, I'll be very happy with my job that I'm doing.
Now, I know you lost some players off of last year's team. You mentioned your number one scorer in school history, Mariana Plass, but, you know, having that 15-9 record, how does that help at the transition? In other words, you know, you're not taking over a program or a team that won one or two games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a slowly build with Jason Sokol, who stepped down this past year. I jumped over with him, so I've been there for 3 years, and this is year four. And so we've kind of had a nice little build where we were 4-19, then we were 500, then we got 15 wins. So it's a little bit of a rebuild this year, but the foundation has at least been set. And they know me, so they know what I expect already, so I didn't have to have this whole new learning curve with them.
Do the girls sense that progress as well and the need to keep that moving forward as opposed to regressing?
Yeah, I actually got out running with them the one day, and it was a pretty hard practice. And I ran every bit with them. So afterward, I was like, how do you guys feel? And they were like, oh, that was tough. And it kind of lit me up a little bit. And I was like, you know what? When we can get to the point where we enjoy this running, we're going to be a team that's going to be competing with Bellevue. We're going to be a team competing with Norwalk and Perkins. And it kind of like, I hope that they heard what I was saying, because the next day they worked their tails off. And today we had a pretty good practice, even though we were missing a bunch of girls for the Honor Society. They worked hard today, so they're coming along.
Doug, if you could, you kind of just led into what I wanted to bring up. I think a lot of the Lorain County listeners, Lorain County fans, our focus is on the LC8. It's on the SWC. It's on the schools over here. Mm-hmm. I don't think our listeners or fans maybe know as much about Out West. You just mentioned some of the programs that you've got to compete with in the SBC. What's it like out there playing against the Bellevues, the Norwalks, the Perkins?
It's a grind. It's the SWC of the Division I schools. It's just we're all Division II, and it is you're getting beat up every night. Bellevue has won 13 straight championships. They're the class act. If you want to try to get somewhere, you got to beat them. Perkins finally got a win against them last year, and they tied for the conference championship, but Bellevue still went to lost to Shelby to go to regional. That whole conference, that district is just, it is good. But we do get to play some of the Lorain County teams, so that's also nice. Not because the skill level's down, it's nice to not have to drive an hour every single time.
So we've got you on a couple times. We've got you at Amherst. We got you with Clearview. So like you mentioned, you do get to keep some of those Lorain County rivalries up. And I would imagine that's important.
It is. It's like Jared was just on, who's my cousin, and he's now coaching with Clearview. And my dad went there. He's on the Hall of Fame. And like he said, our aunt. So it's nice going back there. Even though the game's at our place this year, it's like we go there and I'm always like, there's my dad on the wall and there's my aunt. So it's nice seeing that old gym and then seeing the Sally name, who we grew up with, the Sallys, and Chad's a good friend of mine. And then Amherst, it's like my cousin's the all-time leading scorer there, Jared's sister. So it's nice having a little bit of, even though it's not me directly, it's my family. It has some ties with those schools.
Sure. What are your expectations? I shouldn't say your expectations. What are going to be your philosophies, like offensively, defensively? You know, you're in your first year. Do you have in your mind, this is how I want my team to be? Or do you look at it as, I've got to see what we've got? And then go from there.
I try to see what we have. If you just try to have one philosophy, I feel you're not always coaching the players you have. So this year, I'm learning because, as I said, we're still getting some girls back. I would like to get the ball out a little bit faster, try to get it up. And like last year with Mariana, we had a really good press break. She was able to flash good and get the ball up the court. We don't really have that this year, so we're going to have to change how we're getting the ball out, especially against the presses that we're going to see. So I would like to move the ball faster, and defensively, I do want to double, and we're going to be trapping everywhere and try to score some layups.
Create a little havoc on the defensive
end. Yeah, I heard Avon, and a lot of what she was talking about.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Well, Doug, we just want to wish you the best of luck. Thanks for coming up here and joining us. We really appreciate it, and hopefully whatever Habermill taught you, you won't do any of that, and you guys will have success.
Yes, well, thank you very much.
Whatever Habermill told you, do the opposite.
Yes, definitely.
So
all
great
right,
to have you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
thank
it's our pleasure. That's Doug Mihalik, the head basketball coach of the Vermilion Lady Sailors, our number